Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to Nova's Business Report. And on the Market Watch with me today, I have Claire Hobbs. She is the Chief Treasurer at Bank Windhoek, and may I say a good friend as well. So Claire, let us start off by saying bond cut the repo rate last week. Was it anticipated? Because I got the idea that not everybody thought that there would be a cut.
Yeah, Michelle, yeah. First, thank you for having me on your show. I must admit, this last cut by the MPC of Bank of Namibia did take me by surprise. And reading comments from other market participants, I don't think I was alone on that one, as you rightfully said. Our view was that they would wait until the SARB meeting in November and possibly follow any decision from the SARB from there. Mm. I mean, the CPI for September was up from 3.2 back to 3.5. Private sector credit extension and GDP growth also remain on a positive trajectory and at good levels post-COVID. So I anticipated a wait-and-see approach rather. There was no specific reason that called for a cut, in our opinion.
So what did they say? What was the reason?
Oh, they said they were concerned about growth. So that's what I'm saying. You know, there was nothing around GDP numbers have been looking good since, you know the past few quarters. So there was no reason could see for why they had to cut now and not possibly wait, specifically as CPI had also ticked up.
Yeah. So let's talk about growth now, because, I mean, today is going to be midterm budget. So that's going to be interesting from a government's point of view. Absolutely. But now the repo is down, and with the directive of bond, the commercial banks have also now started decreasing the margin on the difference between repo and prime. So are all these efforts, what is your view? So is it going to help to stimulate private sector credit extension?
Yeah, so specifically on the back of the notice received from the governor at the beginning of July, the request was for us to reduce the spread between Bank of Namibia's repo rate and the bank's prime rate and our other base lending rates. So not just prime, so that would be your mortgage lending and other lending rates. So that would be a reduction from 375 basis point spread to 350 basis point spread and bring us in line with South Africa and the other CMA countries. So the full reduction is required by the end of December. So all the banks, as far as I'm aware, have reduced by 12.5 basis points so far, and there'll be another 12.5 basis points at the end of December. This will be in addition to the 25 basis points that we've now reducing the prime by post the MPC meeting. However, this will also mean that we have cut our rates by more than South Africa.
Mm.
And, you know, although they cited concerns about growth and GDP and so on, for us it's more around, will it stimulate further lending? I think lending is good. Private sector credit extension is looking good. It is looking positive. Perhaps the individuals are down because they have been borrowing and now they're looking to repay a little bit as well. But I think, you know, the SARB have expressed concern about what's happening in the global economy and so on. So we can't only just look at what's happening in Namibia. I think we're unsure of what's happening with tariffs. People will borrow if they need to borrow. So like mortgage lending is looking good, strong growth there. But I think that's for you know, the view on Namibia going forward. Vehicle and asset finance, also good growth there. But, you know, lower lending rates does not necessarily mean that people will borrow more. I think there's also concern around the government deduction code. So there's a few other things playing in the market, and there's no one right answer. There are many variables that will impact the market in terms of whether lending will go up. But the other thing I wanted to say is lower lending rates do not necessarily mean that we get lower deposit rates. Banks don't automatically drop their funding rates because our lending rates dropped. So, you know, deposit rates tend to preempt what is happening in the market. And the lending rates have not really, the funding rates have not really dropped over the past couple of months, because I think the liquidity in the market has been high. At the beginning of the year, it was very high. And now it's gone back to more normal levels. And now with government borrowing and the raising of additional funding via government bonds, and also they got $6 billion worth of funding from the market, from the commercial banks, to assist in paying back that euro bond, which is about 13, 14 billion. So those funds need to flow out of the market. Well, they've sort of gone out of the market to the extent that they're no longer sitting with the banks, but they're going to leave Namibia at the end of October. So that puts a question on, what do our reserves look like? Do we have adequate reserves? And I think looking at the data, the reserves are sort of just under 4 months cover. So again, that is a bit concerning that, you know, are we not doing too much too soon?
I
perhaps rather have had another wait and see.
Yeah, and that's always the question with liquidity, as you say, you know, when our rates are getting more closer to SA and you know, what will be further impacts of cuts on liquidity?
So will the investors bring their money back if our rates are now lower than South Africa? And I think our funding rates will not go any lower than South Africa now, because we need to start bringing back some liquidity. So that then is the question.
Yeah, so it's margin compression and liquidity, maybe pressure on the banks as well. Take us just, you've now referred to the government having to repay the euro bond, and then also the indication is that their level of overall debt, even if they do now repay this, as you say, they've almost now replaced it with different debt. Is there a link between the level of interest rates in the market and where government's debt is standing? Just maybe as a bit of an education to our listeners.
Yeah, so look, the government debts are the short-term stuff like the TBs for 3, 6, 9, 12 and whatever. That obviously impacts the majority of the bank's funding, because we fund short. But it does impact it. So if the banks want to get funding, they need to be paying above government. And normally you do that because government is seen as risk-free. So if government starts issuing more debt and those rates start going up because the market says, okay, there's lots of issuance coming out, I don't need to buy now, I can wait, I can bid at higher rates, it means the banks also need to start lifting their rates, because the TB rates and the bond rates are going up. So we need to compete with that. We can't be offering less than government. That, you know, investors will then go to government instead of us.
Yeah, so it's looking in like interesting times before Christmas. Tell me quickly, where does that leave us on the outlook? What do you foresee now with the December announcement, and what you know, following what SARB will do?
Yeah, so in conclusion, given I got it wrong last month, I mean, I don't think you must take this as a serious thing. But in conclusion, my view remains that we are pretty much at the bottom of bonds cutting cycle. So, you know, as I said, I was wrong in September, but I'm going to stick with that today and say that we're not going to see another 25 basis point cut. Even if SARB cut, I'm still not sure that bond will follow. But again, speak to five other people and find at least five other views.
Five other views. Claire, thank you very much for being my guest today. Very insightful. And I'm going to follow you up on that. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Michelle.